left out the sense of the sugi of Vav and Aleph, the two dinim of Rava, meis b'yanto frishan, yisasku bo amamim, if it's b'yanto sheni, then yisasku bo yisra. The first halach of Rava, that b'yanto frishan, kura sameis is mutter, ayyid yamir lakum, is that the klal, or is it a yotzim in a klal? That itself is a fundamental machlokas for Shem. Kura sameis entails a malacha daraisa. Would a person be able to violate what for them would be a malacha daraisa, b'malko mitzvah, ayyid in a klal? So that we discussed at length. A very fundamental machlokas Rishonim, the sugya erevin of Samach Zayin and beyond. If you assume like the sheet of the Bahag, the Balitur, that Amir Lakum is Mutter, even when it comes to Malacha Daraisa, the Tzorof Mitzvah, so therefore this is a beautiful example of the Shura Sadin. If whoever you assume that's not the case, the sheet of the Rif, the sheet of the Ramban, they require Shvus to Shvus, B'Makom Mitzvah. And therefore Malacha Daraisa is considered to be Aser, even if it is b'makom mitzvah de'akum, so you have to assume that this is an exception. This indeed is a yotze min haklal. Are there cases that are yotze min haklal? Everyone has to agree that that would be true if you hold that you can't violate the malacha d'araisa. The Gemara does have in Gittin d'Abchesim Adbeis that for the purpose of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, one could go ahead and write a shtar. Poshim shah, the ksivas hashtar is a malacha d'araisa. One could raise the issue, is ksiva b'shar l'shonos, a deon in the Rishonim, but Pashub Shat and Gemara, we're talking about a malacha d'arais of kosei, and therefore, it's mutter makom mitzvah. So there as well, the Ramban writes, in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, it also is considered to be an exception. After all, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to Elis Kol Yisrael, and therefore, that mitzvah is mutter, and one should not be madam and milsa and milsa. It depends on the nature of the mitzvah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. The muskel rishon, the default position, is either shvus to shvus, but malkom mitzvah, and maybe sometimes there are exceptions, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or the case of kura sameisan yantiv. And in turn, this is relevant then for the sugya daf kufnun aleph in Shabbos. Why is this only true when it comes to yantiv, and why is it not true when it comes to Shabbos? You would not allow kura sameis ayideakum b'Shabbos. So again, which is the exception, which is the rule? If the rule is this should be mutter, you have to assume that Shabbos is different. That's what the Ramban writes at length, because that's considered to be a gnai gadol in order to have malacha being done on Shabbos for the purpose of kvura. Why isn't that true when it comes to yantif? That was the Ramban on daf tzadi dalet. Because you know what? In yantif, there's so many instances that malacha is indeed allowed. Ochu nefesh is mutter, mitoch is mutter, Machshirin is mutter. So in such a case, it's not a blatant desecration of yantif. It doesn't even have that appearance when a malach is being done for a particular tzaret. You're going to see a shochet is sharpening his knife. That's not a zilzul Shabbos. If that's machshir al chanefesh, that is mutter. It was yam. So therefore, on Shabbos, yes, not when it comes to yantif. Oh, the Rabban also arise that realized Shabbos nisr skila, yantif nisr lav. So maybe it's not so surprising that, you know what, kura sameis can be mutter when it comes to yantif, but not when it comes to cases of Shabbos. Okay. And what about then the second halacha of yantif sheni asku bo Yisrael? So that we also discussed that now, under what circumstance is that mutter? So we talk the Ran, the Gimel Aleph, and Daf Yarif, and the Shultos, and Shultet Tzadi Dalet. That which the Gemara says, that you know what, in Yantav Sheni you can do it, Al Yidei Yisrael, is that even talking about a case of Makom Akum? Even if there's a Goy which is there, but one is allowed the Chatchila to go and do so, or one possibly argue, certainly, certainly not. The default position is Yisasku Bo Amamin, whether it's Yantav Rishon or whether it's Yantav Sheni. The Kura should be done, Al Yidei Akum. What happens if there is no Akum? And Yantav Sheni, you have no choice. You're limited to Yisasku Bo Amamin and Yantav Rishon. And Yantav Sheni, oh, if you can't do it Al Yidei Akum, then indeed you do it Al Yidei Yisrael. So the Ram points out that no, Yisasku Bo Yisrael means even as a din, l'chatchila, and the Shultos, well, in Shultos Tzadi Dalet, says that's not true. And then Siv points out in Shultos that maybe this is really two different Kirsos in the Gemara. Our Gemara says the following, that what do you mean, kechol shavyua? Kechol shavyua? Kechol shavyua does not sound like it's a din of dechuya. and only the makom sheyef shel kaim shneim kechol shevio means that b'chi hagavnu lo gozer be'rabbanan. Of Gozer Be'Rabbanan. Ma'ashen came when it comes to the girsa of the Shiltos. Now it is considered to be that which is Dechuya. Dechuya is only in a case where it's Iyav Shalakayim Shneyam. And therefore, ooh, the starting point of these should be that everything should be done. Al Yedeakum, and the question is only what happens when push comes to shove. If you really have no option, so then indeed, what would one argue? Well, so that's the Chiddush of Shiltos. Is there any possible diuk in the Gemara? Where does Shiltos get this from? That, you know, when the Gemara says, Yisasku b'Yisrael, it's talking about when there is no Gaya. Well, is there any indication that that indeed should be true? The Gemara says, Yisasku b'Yisrael, Yisasku b'Yisrael. How dachuk is it to assume, oh no, the Gemara is talking about a case where an Akum is unavailable. Only then indeed is it considered to be that which is mutter. So perhaps Parshat Shot, one could argue as follows, that though the Shiltos saw that this is clear from the Shita of Marzuch, in what sense? The Gemara says the following, that when you're dealing with a case of Yantav Sheni, Yisasku Bo Yisrael. Okay, good. All of a sudden, Marzutra says, Lo Amaran, El Adishtay. This is only true, you know, if already there was a lapse. You know, Ishtay, it's already Yantav Shein. Meaning that, you know what, that the Patira didn't occur exactly now. And therefore, it would be a bizayim not to have the Kfar immediately. But if lo hishtai, and let's say the Patira was right now, then mashinami. Oh, then you know what? Let's just wait until after Yantav, and I'll do the Kfur Lachol. Wow. So Mazutra says the following. This halacha of hishtai, lo hishtai, mashinam, lo mashinam, is this even true when it comes to Yantav Rishon? When the Gemara says that Meis b'yantav Rishon, Yisasku b'amamim, do we say then, ooh, b'med v'ram amurim, only if there's a concern, ishtai, but if lo ishtai lo? So Rashi's mafurish not that way, no? Rashi writes the following, that this whole chiddush of Marzutra, ishtai, lo ishtai, is talking about b'yantav Sheni al yedei Yisrael, no? Poshub shan, no? We pointed out, Diuk and Rashi, maybe not. Elsewhere, Poshibshah in the Gemara. Oh, so when it comes to Yantav Rishon, Ayideakum, that's Mamash Mutzal HaChachilu. The only question is what about when it comes to Yantav Sheni, where it's being done, Ayidei Yisrael, Samar Zutra says, the Chiddush, that you know what, that's only about a case of Ishtai. Okay. And what if Lo Ishtai? Maybe that's the deal, you know? I understand. Marzutra says the following. When do we say it's Mutter Ayde Yisrael? Only if Yishtai. But Lo Yishtai, that's the next word of the Gemara. No. Whoa. Mashina. You know what Mashina means? We wait until after Yantav. That's a Kiddush. Why couldn't I have said the following? No. Lo Amaran Elad Yishtai. When do we say the Yisrael should go into Yisrael doing halacha? Only if it's really necessary. It's your design for the mace. But lo ishtai, Yisasku b'amamim. Well, why does the Gemara have to say lo ishtai mashinan? Mashinan. Why not just simply say, when is it that a Jew should really get involved? I understand, that's really if ishtai. But if lo ishtai, so do it ayde hakum. You're allowed to do Ayidakam Yantav Rishon. So why do you have to say Mashinam? Why do you have to say Mashinam? I'll tell you, Parash Hapras, that's the deal of the Shiltos. We're talking about a case B'dalek HaNachri. So therefore, that, you know what? If this is something you cannot do, you're forced to wait. What about Ayidakam? Oh, B'dalek HaNachri. That's exactly the Chiddush of the Shiltos. When the Gemara says this Chiddush, that B'yantav Sheni, Yisasku Bo Yisrael, it's only B'dalek Akum. B'dilek Akum. And if there is a guy, the guy should even know Yantra Sheni as well. Why didn't the Gemara mention it? No, the Gemara is talking Yantra Sheni B'dilek Akum. Vaharaya, the Gemara says, because if lo ishtoi, mashina. If there was a guy there, of course the Kfura should be done immediately. Only question is, who does the Kfura? Who does the Kfura? Is it done Ayyadei Yisrael, or is it Ayyadei Akum? So perhaps that's the deal that was driving the Shultos to assume that even when the Gemara mentions Ayyadei Yisrael, it's only Makom D'lek Akum. And why is that true? Ooh, so that was the deal of the Nitziv, because the Shultos is assuming Duchuya, as opposed to what our Gemara says, Kechol Shavua Rabbanon. Kechol Shavua Rabbanon does not sound like something is Duchuya, but the Gears of the Shultos was indeed not that. Well, so Pashab Shat and Gemara, these are two unrelated Chidushim of Rab. The first halacha of Yaisas Ramanim, that's a shir in Amir Lakum. That's the theme of the shir. When Azir Lakum Mutter, when Azir Lakum Asa. Good. What is the second halacha of Yantar Shei Saska by Yisrael? That's a completely different shir quality. Now, that is, you know what? Adin, when it comes to the status, the niyog of Yantushen, Yishov Galios, when it comes to Kfuras Ameis. When Chazal established Yantushen and Galios, how did Kfuras Ameis factor in? Yes, no, Hutru, Dechuya. These are two unrelated issues. Okay? You could agree with the first statement of Rava. You could disagree with the second statement of Rava. These are two unrelated chedushim of Rava. Or maybe one could argue, this is what we started to discuss, maybe absolutely not. Maybe one could argue, what do you mean? These are two applications, Yantavish and Tusheni, two examples, but two examples of a seamless halacha, a single halacha. What would that single halacha be? You know what the answer is? Brachos daf yutes. There the Gemara tells us, yutes mebeis gadol kfor habrios, Shedolche lo sase shebetor. Wow. Kavod habriyos, human dignity, is such a compelling factor that, you know what? It's doche even alav daraisa. The Gemara says, really? Is doche lavim daraisa? The Gemara says, that's not true. You cannot violate alav daraisa in the face of kavod habriyos. If you know what? If the only garment that you're wearing is a robe and it's shatnez, guess what? In such a case, that poshto afilo b'shut. You cannot go ahead and violate the lav d'arais of shatnez, even if removal of the garment would result in a terrible breach of kvod habrios. Oh, you know what the Gemara answers? You're absolutely right. You cannot violate a lav d'arais of b'kum v'esei in the face of kvod habrios. But what does it mean that kvod habrios is dol chalos esei shabbatot? You know what the Gemara answers? Lav de lo sasa. Dinim drabanan. You can have a din drabanan, even if that din drabanan is rooted in lo sasa, we discussed earlier, right? When lo sasa applies, when it does not, you have something which is a din drabanan, even though asmechina alav de lo sasa, mishum kvodo shor rabanan. Well, so kvod rabriyas is dochi siri drabanan, even bekum de say. If you're dealing with Nisa Daraisa, then there's a difference between Kumvese as opposed to Shevon Tase. But Kvod Rabriyas can be Doche Isure Drabana. Kvod Rabriyas is Doche Isure Drabana. Well, that's a heavy issue. Dinim and Shochara, Chatsimin, Shin Mem, Nocha Shabbos. Kvod Rabriyas being Doche Isure Drabana, Imba Kumvese. Wow. So you know what? If that really is the case, wow. So Kvod Rabriyas. Kvod HaBrios is Kvod HaChai. Kvod HaBrios is Kvod HaMeis. Kfuras HaMeis. And you have the Gemara Brachos that tells us that, you know what, that Kvod HaBrios is Dolche Isurei Drabanan. How is Kvod HaBrios Dolche Isurei Drabanan? Take a look at the Gilyone HaShas. Merzugya. Right? Brachos Yates HaBeis Dramasto Gadol Kvod HaBrios. But the Gion HaShas points out, the following important ha'ara. When the Gemara says, Gadol Kvod HaRbiyos Shedoche Lo Sasei Shebetorah, it sounds as though that is a form of Dukhliya. that the Chachamim declared when push comes to shove. And Eiv Shalakayim Shneihem. When push comes to shove, then you know it's something has to give. So Kvod HaBrios will trump. But Kvod HaBrios is Doche, Doche. And the Gemara Shas writes, that's typically true of the Sugyas HaShas, but, oh, there is a Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara Shas. Beitz Adaf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Beitz Adaf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. The other Gemara calls the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. That you know what? That Avanim Shel Beis HaKnesses Mutter Letzadadon Beyantim. Mutter Letzadadon Beyantim. Well, there the Gemara discusses, we'll have to see, that's a heavy sugya, no? In Yeshua Bona. You know, they didn't have regular bathrooms. When they would relieve themselves in the field, they would have to make somewhat of a structure that they could sit on. Okay, so typically speaking, they would take large stones, right? And they would position them in order to go ahead and to serve as a makeshift area that they could relieve themselves. So are you allowed to do that? Anyantiv. Are you allowed to do that? Anyantiv. Oh, so the Gemara says yes. That's another example of Kvod HaBrios. That's another example of Kvod HaBrios. And Kvod HaBrios would allow for that. Even though that in doing that, you're positioning a stone here and positioning a stone there and using it in order to go into balance yourself. You know what? That is called a binyan arai, and apparently, binyan arai is only an iser derabanan, which is mutter b'makom kvod HaBrios. Mutter b'makom kvod HaBrios. Well, so therefore, you see that kvod HaBrios is doche, what would be an iser derabanan of bone b'yantif. Normally, would not allow you to go in and do that. You know what? You'll put something here, a post here, and put a table on top of it. No. But you know what? Here, b'makom kvod HaBrios, one is allowed to go in and do so. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, right, Mishnah Yud Beis, Sivkot Mechavei, Mishnah Berurah discusses the following. Would this case also allow for Tiltol Muktza? Would it also allow for Tiltol or Yishtam Shusva Muktza? In other words, what is the Gemara telling us? Avanim Shel Beis HaKisei, Mutzah Letzadabim. Is the Gemara only addressing the issue of Bone, Abinyan Arai? Is it even talking about the case of Muktza as well? Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shaar HaTzion, the Yam Shel Shlomo. Yam Shel Shlomo, that's sugya. Right, Daf Amud Beis, Perek Dalet, Siman Tezvav, where Yam Shel Shlomo writes the following, that why does it say Avanim Shel Beis HaKisei? Why doesn't it just simply say Avanim, Mutzah Letzadada? What is it, Avanim Shel Beis HaKisei? Oh, see what Yam Shel Shlomo writes? Chiddush, no? Stones that were designated for use as the Beis HaKisei, that you're allowed to go ahead and create that structure. In other words, it has to be designated prior to Yamte. It has to be something which is called Avanim Shel Beis HaKisei. Avanim Shel Beis HaKisei. Wow. So in other words, Kvod HaBrios will be doche, that which is necessary, the configuration, but designating something Mibodyom for that purpose, that's what should be done. That's what should be done. Just like our Mishnah says about Eifer for Kira, no, like, you know, for Kisi Adam, you should designate the dirt from before. The stone should be designated, but the configuration, that indeed we're going to allow. That's the Chumra, the Marshal, the Kvod HaBrios, you know, case by case. Here, it's going to be Matir, the Binyan Arai, but it has to be designated by Yom. And the Mishnah Berurah just writes in the Shaar HaTzion, in Sivkot Mechavches, that take a look at Rashi, and it's not Muchach. Because Rashi just writes the following. What does it mean that Avanim Shel Beis HaKisei? Avanim Shel Beis HaKisei. Does it really mean that stones that are designated for the use as a Beis HaKisei? Rashi just simply says, you know what? Avanim Shel Beis HaKisei? Rashi translates the words. Avanim Gedolos. Large stones. Just large stones. Stones that would typically be used for that purpose. No? So, Mishnah writes in Shaar HaTzion that if you read the Gemara that way, that it's not muchach like the Yam Shel Shlomo at all. It's just describing the type of stone. It doesn't mean stones that were designated for. That's a fascinating issue. About Kvod HaBrios, is it matir, the Sir Muktzah, because that was mamish, efshem yibod yom, You can't go ahead and create all the configurations, you know, that are going to be needed throughout Yantiv. But the fact that you have something that's designated for use, that indeed could be. Okay. So that's an important sugya. The Kvod HaBrios is doche Yisurid Rabbanan. It's certainly doche creating a binyan arai, and maybe it's even doche the dinim of muktzah as well. Why is that true? Oops, you know what Lashon HaGemara is? Yishum Yishum Kvodo. Because since Kavod HaBrios is a stake, you ready? Lo Gozru BeRabbanan. Lo Gozru BeRabbanan. So that's the deal of the Gonei HaShas. Lo Gozru BeRabbanan does not sound like Duchuya. Lo Gozru BeRabbanan sounds like our Gemara, Beis Adava, Kechol Shavua. There's no Isser. So that's like a fascinating deal of the Gonei HaShas. But you know what? Sometimes the Gemara discusses the capacity of Kurbius to be Doche. It says, Galok for Abios, Shedoche. And sometimes the Gemara says, Mishum Kvodo, Lo Gozru. Oh, so that's a fascinating issue. What exactly is the heter of Kvod HaBrios? Is that considered to be something which is Duchuya? Or is that considered to be something where it's a Dabiyatzam and HaKlal that was not included in the Gzera at all? But clearly, we will lift Isuri Drabanam from Makom Kvod HaBrios. Well, if this really is true, now one could suggest the following. So Rav is giving us two examples, I understand. But you know what? These are two examples of a single halacha. Kvod HaBrios, which is Kvod HaSemes, is Doche Yisuri Drabanan. One example of Nisid Drabanan is Amir Lakum. That's Meis B'yantav Yisham Yisas Kibon Amin. The second example of Nisid Drabanan is B'yantav Sheni, which by essence is only Din Drabanan. Therefore, Yisas Kibon Yisrael. So you know what? The whole previous year, you know, forget about it. No? Mekabim Schar Ala Prisha. No, forget about it. No. This has nothing to do with Amir Lakum B'chol HaTorah Kulah. It has nothing to do with the uniqueness of Yantav Sheni Yishol Galios. Very, very simply, the theme of this year is Kvod HaBrios. Kvod HaBrios is Doche Yisuri Draman. And therefore, you just have to notch it down. It's relevant, of course. If Amir Lakum will be in Issa Daraisi, you can't notch down. If Yantav Sheni will be in Daraisi, you can't notch down. But obviously, no, Shabbos Kufnun, Amir Lakum is in Issa Drabanan, Yantav Sheni obviously is a Din Drabanan, the Sugyan of Dalet, and therefore, Kvimakom Yisuri Drabanan, Kurasanais is Mutter. That's it. Those are the seamless halachas of Avraham. And who says this? This is the Meiri, right? In our Sugyan Davav. This is the Miri in the Sefer Magen Avos in Inin HaShishi, where the Miri says, of Bamshel, and he writes, and that was their minna. I'm going to tell you even something more than that, you know? I'm going to tell you the following. Meis B'yantav Rishon Yisaskeba Mamamim is not always true. That's only true when it comes to a Malacha Daraisa. But if you're dealing with something, even an Yantav Rishon, which is only Nisid Rabbanan, guess what? That's Mutter Al Yedei Yisrael, an Yantav Rishon, because Yisurei Drabanan, Yantav Rishon, is like Yantav Sheni. The key factor is just notch it down to Nisid Rabbanan. Wow. Samir writes like the stunning bombshell, Dafka b'chafiras hakever. When it comes to digging a kever, that's an issa daraisa. And Kvod HaBrios is not going to be docha lavum daraisa. You go to Levaya today. Everything's done on Yedei Yisrael. What about digging the kever? Now you get that the kever is already done. The kever was done on Yedei Hakum. But the Levaya is done on Yedei Yisrael. Whoa, so that's what the Meir writes. The chafira sakever, that will be done ayedeyakum. Because chofer guma, that's a malacha daraisa. If chofer guma, you only need it for the dirt, that's a malacha tzrich legufa. If you need the chafira, that's a malacha daraisa. But what about all the other things? Handling, lowering, carrying, it's in a basic faros, which would not be rishus ar. All those are dinim drabanan. So guess what? Incredible, no? That's the miri. Dafka chafira sakever. But however, shar dvarim, she'en bam iser Torah, hotzos hameis, tiltulo, rechitza, nesina, all that stuff. Guess what? Nasa al yedei Yisrael medin kvod HaBrios. That's unbelievable. Well, that's unbelievable. Wow, wow. And the mirror continues the next paragraph. The chachme katlunia. No. Ostrim kol tiltum. No, no, no. This is a separate heter of kuras ameis. In the separate heter of kuras ameis is only allowed in Yom Tovishon al yedei amam. And therefore, Yisrael does nothing. Anything that is asa, whether it's nisa daraisa, whether it's nisa rabbanan, yisasku bo amamin. Yisasku amamin. Wow, that's a pretty heavy statement, no? And the Mary says, I disagree. And uladati, lahotzmi mideya ze, kivnu gudoli hamachabrim. And you know what? In order to support my shita, not as the others suggested that everything has to be done. Ayyadiyakam, that's what the Gemara says. Yisasku mamamim. No, no, no. Only malacha daraisa. That was the intent of the Rambam. Because take a look at how the Rambam words it. Now, Hilchos Yantar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Gimel. The Rambam says the following. How do you have kuras ameis and yantar? Ketzad. So the Rambam writes, you know what? If you have a meis yantar frishon, yisasku. The Rambam has one word, bekfurasa. Yisasku bekfurasa hagayim. Why does the Rambam write bekfurasa? All right, maybe it just means the funeral. No. But look at the Hemshech Rambam. Well, Yantav Sheni, yisasku bo Yisrael. When it comes to Yantav Sheni, the Rambam doesn't qualify. Yantav Sheni is done al yidei Yisrael. Yantav Rishon, the kfura, the kever is al yidei Yaakov. Why does the Rambam add the word kfurasa? When it comes to Yantav Yishon, when it comes to Yashani, wow, that's the Diyuk of the Mary. Now, to tell you exactly my Kiddush, that on Yantav Sheni, everything is allowed, Al Yidei Yisrael. On Yantav Rishon, Chafira Sakeva, which is a Malacha, Daraisa, that has to be an Al Yidei Yaakov. But everything else, even if it's Nisad Rabbanan, Yantav Rishon is so different than Yantav Sheni. Wow. So this is one Halacha, that's incredible. Now, for the purpose of Kfuras Ameis, you can value Yisrei Rabbanan. So anything that's Nisra Rabbanan is Mutter, and anything will be a Nisra Daraisa, that has to be done. Ayde Akum, because Aril Akum is a Nisra Rabbanan. And that is exactly the statement. The statement of Rabbah, that's a very heavy, heavy Kiddush. No, it's unbelievable. This is a theme of the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, right, in Inyan Ha'otza. If you look in the Kisra Ramban, the two volumes, no? So in Chelet Beis, it's on page Kuf Yud Aleph. Where the Ramban quotes this as Yesh Omrin. You know what? Yesh Om Shlo Hutzrichu Amamim Elu Kfuraso or Tfiras Begodov. You only have to get a goy to dig the kever or to sew tachrichin, because digging and sewing are malachas daraisa. Because both of those, they're avos malachos. But tiltulo and to be motzi the mita, all of it is mutter ayyidei Yisrael. Al Yidei Yisrael. Well, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says the following, Fidati, Tol b'tiltul b'tol b'hotza. That's not right. Everything in intervention is done. Right? Al Yidei Yaakov, even that which would only be Nisr Dramana. And it's mentioned throughout, the Miri has a chibur. It's called Magen Avos. Magen Avos was a magnificent chibur. The Miri defending the Minhagim of Provence. This was the Minhag of Provence. That everything was done al Yidei Yisrael, except for something would be Malacha Daraisa, and Yantav Rishon. So that's how the Miri begins. Now, that you know what? That when it comes to Yantav Rishon, Hakol Nasa al Yidei Yisrael, Uli Shum Pikpuk. Everything is done al Yidei Yisrael. With exception of, that which is a Malacha Daraisa. And why exactly is that true? Because after all, the Miri spoke, Kvod HaBrios, Kfod HaBrios is Doche Yisurei Drabanan. And if Kfod HaBrios is Doche Yisurei Drabanan, we're good to go. And where do you see that this is true? Oh, because Hahu Shchava, because of the case the Gemara quotes of the Nifter, Dahavi Bibdurukra. There was a case of a Nifter where clearly it was an Ayrik. That's a Sugi and Shabbos. And Daf Saridal Mabez. That's the raya that the Miri quotes, Mamish Ugarit Kfuras Ameis. The Gemara and Shabbos, they have to say, no, Abeis, Ahu, Shkova, Tahavi, Bidurukra, Shara, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzhak, Lafuke, Lakarmelis. There was a mace, right? And this was a ptira on Shabbos even, on Shabbos. And Hotzah Durabanan was allowed, Al Yedei Yisrael. Hotzah Durabanan was allowed, Al Yedei Yisrael. So what do you see for here? For the purpose of Kvod HaBrios, for the purpose of Kvod HaBrios, you can be Doche Isurei Durabanan, just like that case where there was a ptira on Shabbos and they transported the mace on Shabbos, Al Yedei Yisrael. Before Al Yedei Yisrael. So you see, when it comes to that which is a din rabbanan, because here we're talking about a karmelis. So therefore, that's mutter. So therefore, the Miri writes, whatever is Mr. Rabbanan is mutter. It's mutter on Tavisham, and we mutter even on Shabbos. Shabbos is a kai gadol, not to do kura. But such a case of hotzah, a karmelis, we mutter even on Shabbos, and Shabbos as well. Wow. Oh, and the Miri continues among Ravos and writes the following. And I'll bring you a raya from Harav Rabbeinu Moshe. Oh, that's the deal of the Rambam Hilchos Yantiv. When the Rambam has the word Bikfuras, when it comes to Yantiv, and when it comes to Yantiv Shein. Wow. So he writes the following. This is clear. That's the Shuras Adin. Kvoda Briyas Adolchi Suri Drabanam. And that's the Gemara Shabbos and Davtzei Yidalit. And therefore, that was the minute. Wow, something really powerful. What exactly do you do with that Gemara? In Shabbos and Avtzei Yidalit? Or let me ask you even a broader question. How can you disagree? Not like, the Miri writes, take a look at Brachos Yitzis. Kvara Bias Adokhi Suri Drabana. And therefore, well, of course, just knock it down to this. No. The Ramban says, absolutely not. Why absolutely not? The Gemara is clear that Kvod HaBrios is Doche, Lo Sosei Shebetorah Dahayinu Lo Sosei. So why wouldn't this be the case? Why wouldn't you argue that if you're dealing with an Issa Rabbanon, so that's Mutter even Al Yedei Yisrael? Just avoid a Malacha Daraisa. And that's exactly the Sugyan Shabbos and Dav Tzadid Aleph. That's Sugyan Dav Tzadid Aleph. Hotzon HaKarmelis. Whoa, so take a look at the Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos, the very end of Perek Chavav. Halacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam quotes that case. Shabbos Dav Tzadid Aleph. Yavameish Shehisriach Babayis. You have a mace that is decaying in a house. You ready? V'nimtza mitzvaza ben achayim. V'hem mitzvaz v'imenu. And you know what? There's a great breach of kvod habrios for the chayim, for those who are alive. Whoa. You know what? You have a mace. And the mace is, it has a terrible stench. You know what? Of course, Mishum Kvod HaBrios, one is allowed to go and transport the mace. You know what the Rambam writes? That's because of Kvod HaChai. Ben HaChayim. And here the Rambam spells out, Godol Kvod HaBrios, Shadochas Losasei Shabbatorah, which is Alava Losasa. And therefore, for the sake of those who are alive, their kavod, their Shabbos, one can go ahead and move the mace to another location. And the Rambam has the following. In the im hayalem makom achel atzeizbo. And let's say, why don't you just go next door? No? Why can't the people have their suda next door? Why do they have to be in the room with the mace? You know what the Rambam writes? You're right. This whole heter of a Gemara Chutzas Hameis is not talking about Kvod Hameis. It's talking about Kvod HaChai. Whoa. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes, no? Pirush Arayvid, Lola quotes the Raiva is said by the Rashba and the Sugina Matzniya, Shabbos Daf Tzadi Daled, that you know what? That this whole Dion of the Gemara is Kedei L'Salke Mehem Reicho, and therefore Hitiro. This is all Mishum Kvod HaKai. And the Magen Mishnah writes, is that Das Rabbeinu? And the Ikar. That Gemara is not talking about a case of what you're allowed to do the first of Kvod HaMeis, but rather as a person of Kvod HaKai. Kvod HaKai. Wow, wow. So how does that help us? So I'll tell you the following Kiddush. There are different types of Kvod HaBrios. There's Kvod HaChai and there's Kvod HaMeis. On the scale of things, Kvod HaChai takes preference over Kvod HaMeis. You'll ask me, I know that that's true. That's Mefurish. No, that's the Gemara Ksuvas and Daf Yizan. The Gemara says the following. You know what? You have a whole procession of the Kala, which is going this way. And on Sos HaMeis is going that way, no? Guess what? Mavirnes HaMeis Mipnei HaKala. Mavirnes HaMeis Mipnei HaKala. You know, well, the Meis should go off to the side. We're talking about, Ushitukubetzis writes, that you know what? We're talking about the case where the Kala is going from Beis Aviyah to Beis Bala. The procession, like the wedding procession, no? And therefore, misalken es hameis min haderech. Take a look at the Shita Gvetzis, the Ramas Chamavirin. Why exactly is that true? Because here you have the Kvod HaBrios of the Chai as opposed to the Otsas Hameis. And guess what? Kvod HaBrios is Adi. Kvod HaBrios is Adi. Shita Gvetzis is Mahurish. What does that mean, Kvod HaBrios is Adi? I'll just add, Kvod HaChai Adi. And there's also an element of Kvod HaBrios regarding a mace. That certainly is true. But the Kvod HaChai, as opposed to the Kvod HaMeis. That's the Posh of Shat, then according to the Rambam, according to the Raiv, the Sugin Shabbos Daf Tzadi Daled, there are certain things that one would allow for the purpose of Kvod HaChai, but not necessarily Mishum Kvod HaMeis. There's a Chiyuv of Kibra Ve'em, when one's parents were alive, and even Mechad Olachram also. But you know what? B'chaim certainly is the Iker HaChiyu. Kvod HaChai over Kvod HaMeis. That's what the Ne'irites Magen Avos was. The Sharishon, they disagreed. Of course there's a Gemara that says Kvod HaBrios is doche Yisrei Rabbanon. Kvod HaBrios of that Gemara, right? Brachas Daf Yutes HaBeis is Kvod HaChai. Kvod HaChai is Doch Yisrei Dor. Can one necessarily assume what's true of Kvod HaChai is true of Kvod HaMeis? Oh, Gemara and Ksuvas, that you know what, there's a hierarchy, okay. But can one assume that this halacha, the Kvod HaBrios is Doch Yisrei Dor, applies even to Kvod HaMeis, not just to Kvod HaChai? You know what the answer is? That's our machlokas Rishon. If you assume that it applies even to Kvod HaMeis, oh, so good. That's Beitza Davav. Now, Kvod HaMeis was going to be Dochi, Yisrei Rabbanon. It's going to be Doche, Kfura B'Yantafrishon, Alei De'Yakom, Yantafrishon, Alei De'Yisrael, and even B'Yantafrishon, anything which is only Yisrei Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon know that's not true. Kvod HaBrios is not Doche, Yisrei Rabbanon. Kvod HaChai is Doche, Yisrei Rabbanon. Kvod HaMeis is not Doche, Yisrei Rabbanon. And therefore, you know what? That's not pshat in our Gemara. Our heterim of Rava are very different heterim. One is unique heter of Amir Lakum, either as the klal yotzim and a klal, and the other is unique heter because the nature of yantushin shagolios. Let's assume pasha pshat yantushin legabi meis kechol shavu rabbanan, but there's no such halach when it comes to yantufrishon. And Yantafrisha, we're back to the Shura Sadin, the Kvod HaMeis is not Doche, even Yisrei Rabbanan. And therefore, everything is Askubo Amame, even if it's considered to be an Isser, Nisr Rabbanan. That's pretty heavy, no? That's an important distinction. The Meiri in Magen Avos spells this out. That would one distinguish between Kvod HaChai as opposed to Kvod HaMeis? And the Meiri is convinced, what do you mean, the Magen Avos is absolutely true. And the Meiri writes like the stunning line, because to kvod habrios stama itmar. Whoa. The Gemara doesn't say kvod hachai. The Gemara says kvod habrios. Brios is a broader concept. Lo shna b'meisim, lo shna chayim. Well, the Gemara doesn't say kvod hachai is doche. The Gemara says kvod habrios is doche. And kvod habrios includes kvod hameis. No, that's the Miri is like, ooh. Even kvod hameis is doche. I agree that there's a hierarchy. But I would not agree that the nafkamina is Yisrei Drabanan. Even kvod hameis can take preference over Yisrei Drabanan. And that's the Chiddush of both examples of Rava, but one seamless din. And therefore, a bombshell that even Yom Tov Rishon, Yisrei Drabanan, indeed are mutter. We've discussed in the past that Rambam, Perek Yedav Halacha Zayin at Okozavel, the Rambam writes that, you know what, a person is in a situation, let's say Poshep Shad, that a person can do both, but it's a question of which comes first. Or maybe a person can only do one. So you have to choose. But that's that Rambam, Hilchasav Yodal Zayin, Yira Ali, Shenachamas Aveilim Kodin LeBikur Chol. Miyachal Aveil take preference over Bikur Chol? Why is that true? Ram writes the following Kiddush. Because Nicham Aveilim is a chesed im achai and a chesed im hameis. The Ram has a studinim. No? The Ram writes, when you're menachem ba'ava, what are you doing? The Ram writes, there are two halachas. Number one, you're being menachem ba'ava. Vavel is achai. That's a chesed im achai. But the Ram adds a further Kiddush. That you know what? It's also a chesed im hameis. Nichum Aveilim is a chesed im hameis. Bikur Cholim is only a chesed im achai. We're not talking about pikuach nefesh. We're not talking about suffic pikuach nefesh. We're talking about typical Bikur Cholim juxtaposed with Nichum Aveilim. The Rambam writes, Nachamas Aveilim is called the Bikur Cholim. Because Bikur Cholim is only a chesed im achai. And Nichum Aveilim is a chesed im achai and a chesed im hameis. Where did the Rambam get this from? That Nichum Aveilim is also a chesed im hameis. Nichum Aveilim is driven by servicing the mace, not just simply comforting the chai. So you know what I tell you? A Gemara, Ben Masechta Shabbos, Kufnun Beis. The Gemara says the following: Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Misha mace ve'ein lo menachamim. Wow, a person is nifter. They're no aveilin. They're no aveilin. You know what the Gemara says? Holchen asara b'nei adam v'yoshim b'koma. You still have to have a process of something. Something has to be done. And the Rambam describes it, mamish, as a form of an nichum aveilin. For mi shemeis v'menachamim. So if you take a look at the Meiri in that sugya, Shabbos Kufnun Beis, the Meiri writes, because this is considered to be kvod hameis. Nichum Aveilim is not just kvod hachai. Nichum is considered to be kvod hameis. It's kvod hameis. And even if there are no Aveilim, but you know what? Still, a minion has to gather at the place of the nifter because this is a chesedim hameis, not just a chesedim hachai. And therefore the Rambam extracts, no? Therefore, in a typical Nichum Aveilim, even if mishameis v'yeshlo, there are two dinim. There's a chesed machai, chesed meis, and that's enough. Take preference over bikur cholim. We discussed in the past, now, the Rosameach in Perek Yudal at Hilchos Avel is very bothered by this Rambam. Because the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph discusses Anshei Yerushalayim. And Anshei Yerushalayim, you know what, that even though Mikra Hadin, Sakim Dav Zayin, Yidag Bein Afik Bein, you pick up the Dalim Minim and your Yotze. Yeah, okay, that's minimally, a Mais and a Tila. But you know what, Anshei Yerushalayim, the entire day, Lulav Obiyada. We discussed this in Daf Gimel, no? Yoli Chenu Lamakam Shirtze. Right? When you have something, that is used l'tzarach mitzvah, and then you put it down, is there a heter for an extended tiltel? A knife of Milan Shabbos we discussed now. What about when it comes to Dalet Minyan? But fascinating, Nachshu Shlam used to carry the Lulav and Ezra with them the entire day. And guess what? The Gemara gives you the Seder Ayom, Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, Holech Levaker Cholim, Lenachem Aveilim, Lulav Aliyana. Well, for Sameach writes, you see the Seder is Bikur Cholim first, Tal Benichem Aveilim, against the Seder of the Rambam. Against the Seder of the Rambam. We had mentioned at that time, no, there's the Rush Nulav HaGazel. That Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph is the fourth parak. No, but the Rush discusses it in earlier parak. In Gimel Siman Lamed Beis, the Rush quotes Nachshu Yerushalayim. And it's fascinating that the Rush has an opposite girsa in Nachshu Yerushalayim. The girsa of the Rush is first Nichum HaBeilim, followed Bikur Cholim. That at first glance seems to follow what the Rambam writes. That's the sequence. Nichum HaBeilim, Bikur Cholim. And the difficulty was, when you look at the Rambam in Ochos Lulav, Zayin Chav Daled, the Rambam quotes Anshe Yerushalayim, but we have it in the Gemara. Yotzei Levak Yercholim, and then Ulanach HaMareim. Ulanach HaMareim. Remember the Chiddush of that year? No. The punchline was as follows, that this is a Rambam Lashitas. This is a Rambam Lashitas. Because the Rambam Shita is per Yerachol Chazavel that there's no Avelos at all on Yantar. There's no Avelos at all on Yantar. On Shabbos, yes. On Shabbos, there's no Avelos to Frahesia, but there is Avelos to Betzimim. After all, Shabbos by definition is one of the days of Shiva. But not true when it comes to Yantiv. On Yantiv, there's no Avelos at all. Yantiv is so ser Avelos. So ser Avelos. And even a time when a person is Nifran Chalamoy, where Shiva doesn't begin until afterwards, there's no Avelos, the Rambam writes. On Yantiv. You know what's difficult with that statement of the Rambam? The Rambam writes that it's Yantiv. Ein davar midivrei avelos noei. There's no avelos at all when it comes to Yantiv. You know what's difficult? It's a Mishnah Moikat and Dav Chavzayim that there is Nicham Avelim on Yantiv. There is Nicham Avelim on Yantiv. But the Rambam writes the Gavr is not novel on Yantiv. But there is Nicham Avelim. You know what the answer to that dilemma is? Yeah, that's the Rambam Lashita saying. Because the Rambam writes that Nichum Avel has two aspects to it. It's not only for the Avel, but it's a Chesed Im Hameis. And therefore, even if you're talking about Avelus and Yantif, where there are no Dine Avelus for the Chai, but nonetheless, there's Nichum Avel as a chesed im ha'meis. You know what that would mean, though? That would mean nicham aveilim an yantif, according to the Rambam, is only a chesed im ha'meis, not a chesed im ha'chad. And poshub shat, that would be the teretz, the kasha or sameach, no? Typically speaking, nicham aveilim has two halachos, a chesed im ha'chai, a chesed im ha'meis, and nicham takes preference over bikur cholim. But if you're talking about lulav biyado on Yantiv, the Rambam Shita is Nichum and Yantiv is only a Chesed Im Hameis. So let's say, for example, on Yantiv, you have to choose between Bikur Cholim and Nichum Aveilim. That's a choice of a Chesed Im Achai as opposed to a Chesed Im Hameis. And guess what? Ooh, that's Ksuvas Yitzayim. That may be our sugya. That the Chesed Im Achai takes preference over the Chesed Im Hameis. When there are two halachas, they're not. If there's one, and one is a Chesed Im Achai, Bikur Cholim, and one is a Chesed Im Hameis, either because it's Yantif from Mishameis, Vilam Menachemim. If the choice is Kvod Achai and Kvod Hameis, now that's clear, that's clear. The Kvod Achai will take preference. And if that really is true, then enochinami. The Gemara says that quote hachai has the capacity of dechiras yisurim. But who says that's true when it comes to quote ames? Who says indeed that's true? Well, why would that be? That the quote abrios, quote hachai, has the capacity to dechiras yisurim? And if it's quote ames, yes, it's important, but it doesn't reach that level that one would argue that indeed it's dochi yisurim. Why indeed would that be true? Why would that be true? What's the difference between, you know, chai as opposed to the case of mis? So Savetrik suggested like a very great kiddush. This you can take a look. This is printed Rosh Hashanah in Ikvei Hatzon in Siman Tezayin, where Soloveitchik pointed out, and the record is more a little bit more of a background, but in a nutshell, I'll have to be marik, you know, but the following chiddush, you know, the Torah, no doubt, has, as we've discussed, aspects of mitzvos, but the Torah also has shibudim. One has to distinguish sometimes between a shibud as opposed to a mitzvah. A shibud as opposed to a mitzvah. We discussed not so long ago several different cases, no? We spoke about Shmitas Ksafim, no? That was the Irein Reishem Chestachazer, no? We spoke about Ribis, no? That was written in Kedushim Tachazer, no? The Bav Mabez. We spoke about Pidin Aben, Tapreshin Vav. Is there a mitzvah? Yeah, but maybe more than that. Maybe something like Priyas Balchov. It's not a question of mitzvah yet. There's a shibud. There's a shibud. There's a shibud. There could be a shibud of dinim amanos. I borrow money if you have to pay you back, not just simply because, you know what, Priyas Balchov mitzvah, but more than that. That there's a shibud haguf. A shibud haguf that I have to do so. The Gemara describes Babasra Davches that Rava forced Rav Nosson Barami to give tzedakah. And Tosus is very bothered. How can you force a person to give tzedakah? Because Tosus is bothered. If you have something which is called Matan Schar B'tzida, a mitzvah, that the Torah says, if you do it, you'll get this schar. You know what? So we're not kofen. We're not kofen on a mitzvah which is Matan Schar B'tzida. And to also suggest, maybe that's true of tzedakah. Because when it comes to tzedakah, the Torah says, Ki beglal hadavar hazeh yevarecha Hashem Elokecha. You know what? You do this, wow. You're going to be the recipient of a great bracha. So how can you be kofa on tzedakah if it's matan schar betzid? That's Tosus Kasha, Basra Chesem Abeis. Tosus quotes the Chiddush of Rabbi Natan, that when it says Rabba forced Rav Nosson Barami, it doesn't mean he forced physically. It means bedvarim, he pressured him. He pressured him. He gave him a hard time. That's not called kfiya, ala mitzvahs. Which also quotes the Ri, tzedakah is not just an essay. Tzedakah is a lav, no sa'amitz, no sikpots. And you're not kofa on an essay, but you can be kofa to avoid lavin. And that would be a very heavy issue because, not for today's year, but you know what? Is the essay of tzedakah, pasoach tichta, and the lav, no sa'amitz, no sikpots, do they absolutely go hand in hand? Can you envision cases where there's only an essay and there's no law? There'll be an afkamidin, according to Tosfos Babasra Daches, whether you could be kofa. You're only kofa for the law. You're not kofa for the essay of Nesina Satsadaka. Why do I bring this up? Because there are many makoros. This is a Kesa Mishnah, the very end of Hilchos Nachlos, Yeralef Yeralef. This is a Ktsos and Simin Reish Sadi. This is a Radvaz, Nochos Matnos Anim, Perek Zayn Alach Yud. They all say it. Fascinating Kiddush. Tzedakah is not just a mitzvah. Tzedakah is a shibud. It's an indebtedness. It's a shibud. When I'm called for a person to give tzedakah, that's kfiyah in terms of Hilchos Choshen Mishpat. Not just kfiyah ha-mitzvahs. So maybe if it comes to mitzvah, it's mat neschar betzina, they're not. But what do you mean? Because the Mishnah says, mamono shel adam mishubed, laso tzedakah. Your money is earmarked. So you know what? If you're not going to give tzedakah, I can force you in terms of Gviya Sashibud. Gviya Sashibud. Well, that's a Gaborah Chiddush, no? You usually don't think about, you know, tzedakah in terms of a shibud. You usually think about it in terms of a mitzvah. But maybe that's not true. Pidyon Aven, a mitzvah or a shibud. This money is owed to the Kohen. It's owed to the Kohen in Dinei Mamonos. Not just simply that, you know what, there's a mitzvah, Pidyon Aven, that you have a mitzvah nesina. Maybe Pidyon Aven is more than that. Maybe it's considered to be a shibud. A shibud. So here you can take a look. Mikvei Atzon Tezayin was a great Chiddush of Slavetchik. That, you know what? There are shibudim of Dinei Mamonos, but there also is a shibud haguf. There's shibudim that the Torah insists that this is what you must do, that you must do. The Torah tells you there's certain actions that are mandated, that are required. They're not discretionary. Shabbos Aveda. No? The Torah demands that this is what you must do. Oh, and the Rabba Bakama and Daf Nun Vav. You know what? And Dino Kishomer Sachar. Because Rachman Hashem De Bar Karcho. Rachman Hashem De Bar Karcho. Wow. There's a Shibud. There's a Shibud. You know what? There's lost object. You are Mishubi too. Wow. That's like an important Chiddush. It sounds a little revolutionary in the sense that there's a Shibud of a Shabbos Aveda. There's a shibud of Kvod HaChai. There's a shibud of Kvod HaMeis. There's a shibud of Bikur Cholim. The Torah doesn't only tell you how to spend your money. The Torah describes your actions as well. And you know what? There's a shibud ben Adam l'chaveru of certain elements of Kvuras HaMeis. It's not just a mitzvah. But rather it's a shibud. And the second half is as follows. But you know what? When we speak about the shibud, that means I am a shibud to you. It is only true when it comes to a chai, and not when it comes to a meis, a niftar. I'm not a shibud to the niftar. There's no shibud haguf to the niftar. That means when the Torah says, I'm obligated to be yosek in kvod hameis, guess what? That's the Torah's mitzvah. But if you have shibudim to achai, it's not just simply the mitzvah shabbat, but it's the shibud shabbat. And therefore there's a world of difference between the kvod habrios of achai, as opposed to the kvod habrios of ameis, and that's the kiddush, the limitation of the sugya in brachos. The dechias isurim is a function of the shibud haguf, not a function simply of the mitzvah that will apply even to a case of kvuras ameis. We can take a look at that. Simen Tezayin. We'll have to just discuss the details of the Chiddush. But that's the Machlokes, the Miriam, the Ramah.